Should I give you like the chronological thing and then you can cut down what you need?
Sure. You can summarize. But.
Yeah. My name is Ian Heath. I live in Redmond, Washington. So I spent about 28 years in the software business as a software engineer.
Hey, I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this is Sound Effect from KNKX. And I'm in Ian Heath's workshop overlooking Lake Sammamish.
I spent some time at Visio, downtown Seattle. Had a couple of small, unsuccessful stints at Microsoft. My longest engagement was at Tableau Software in Fremont, where I was about 9 years. And as one of the earlier employees, I was very fortunate. They were paying me more in stock than in salary. So in 2013, we took the company public. At that point, I had the opportunity to not have to do a 9-to-5 job anymore. And it's funny, I remember talking to my manager at the time, who was also one of the earlier employees. I told him that I was going to leave. And I said to him, I wonder if there'll be an exodus. Do you think you'll leave? And he said, I don't know. I don't know what I would do with myself. And I realized that a lot of people, their job defines who they are. And for me, as a sort of a creativity junkie with loads of hobbies, I knew there was stuff I had to do. I had a list of things I wanted to do, and I didn't need a 9-to-5 job to keep me occupied. I knew I would find ways to amuse myself.
Like small round flat bricks and 1x2 bricks and some specialized bricks.
I decided to focus on becoming a Lego artist. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool. My specialty is building characters out of Lego. A lot of Lego artists focus on vehicles and landscapes and buildings because Lego is a kind of rectilinear medium. I decided that...
Wait a minute, it's a kind of what?
A rectilinear medium. It's very blocky, so people tend to build buildings. So I decided to focus on building characters and organic things and creatures, which seemed like a much more interesting challenge. I'd had some success. My first custom model was a little model of Stephen Hawking, which surprisingly went viral and is still very much, it's being discovered to this day by people for the first time.
So, okay, this is the famous Stephen Hawking model right there, right? Mm-hmm. So it's Stephen Hawking sitting in his specialized wheelchair with his speech device and so on. So there's a few details of this. Can I touch it? Mm-hmm. The thing that I found interesting and compelling about this is the posture of mm-hmm. things like the legs. Stephen Hawking, if you look at a picture of him as he sits, his knees are a little bit off to the side and his legs are a little bit slanted. It's not all right angles like you typically might get with mm-hmm. with Lego. And so how did you do that?
It's just like a form of sculpture. And I tried to get things as accurate to the reference material, the images I'm working from. Yeah, so with the Stephen Hawking model, you have this very rectangular chair, which is all right angles and very, very mechanical. But you have this frail, twisted person inside, and that really helps the viewer engage with it because it looks like lifelike. So for me, it's a very iterative process. The first pass I do of a model looks terrible, but it looks like it's been just cut out of stone, and then I just keep carving away edges and rebuilding parts of it to make it more faithfully represent the thing I'm trying to copy. I don't like to accumulate bricks indefinitely, so once I've shown a model at a couple of shows, I destroy it. I keep a few that are my favorites, but the rest ultimately get ground down and sorted back into the collection.
So now that you're a full-time and rather renowned Lego artist, can you imagine going back to work full-time in software?
I really cannot. I do miss the job sometimes, some aspects of it, and I certainly miss my Tableau family and the community I built there, and I was very proud of what I did. But I derive enormous satisfaction from my Lego projects. So I'm kind of a failed artist, something of a creativity junkie. So I've always had hobbies which involve making things. And I just, up here in my little nest, I can, see the world go by, and I just have music playing in the background, and I'm just in kind of my happy place, just producing art.